That's for us to discuss.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, good morning, and welcome to the Thursday, July 15th meeting of the Morro Bay Community Promotions Committee. Let the record show, I guess, everyone is here except, oh, we are, we're all here. Good morning, thank you all, for just on time. First on the agenda, I see we have a great audience this morning. Good morning, all. We'll start off with public comment. Who wants to be first out there?
With me, who is with the Small Business Direct Install program offered through Staples and Associates through PG&E, and will be out front in the lobby to share with you about some of the opportunities that there are. If you are interested in the Small Business Direct Install program, which will come out to your business and do lighting improvements, if they will do refrigerator strip curtains, LED exit signs, and some other identified measures, I'll just go ahead and give you guys the phone number. It is 661-205-3682, and by calling that number, they will come out and do an assessment on your facility and kind of help you identify those retrofit opportunities.
Could you restate that phone number, please?
661-205-3682, and we'll be out in the lobby if you guys would like to stop by and get some more information.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mitch Paskin. We use this room at the Vets Hall for weekend retreats at times, 4 or 5 times a year. And my organization was curious and wondering if it would be possible to package hotel and restaurant discounts and packages to be brought in with our organization.
Mitch, could you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Okay. I'm with the White Heron Buddhist Sangha in the county. We're the largest Buddhist organization in the county, sort of kind of the central, as one of our members calls it, the mothership. We bring in teachers from the outside. We do not have a teacher of our own. We rally from Fresno and from Bakersfield. And we thought that if we could create packages and offer them to some of the Buddhist organizations there, since we do have major teachers come in, that we could draw people from the San Joaquin Valley into Morro Bay. I made some calls and I to individual inns and motels, and I never really got much of a response. So I was directed over here to try to get some information.
Might I suggest you also talk with the TBID group that meets directly after we do?
Yes, that was also the 10 o'clock meeting.
That would be, yes, the 10 o'clock meeting.
So.
Okay, is there anything else?
No, sir.
Okay,
Mitch, how often does your group meet in this area?
With the teachers here?
Yes.
Well, right now, probably 5 or 6 times a year.
Okay.
And we were hoping if we could get a larger draw from a larger geographical area, we thought we could increase that as well.
And roughly, what would you say your average attendance is?
You know, we've probably had maybe 120 people at the largest.
Okay.
Maybe 80 is more of an average.
Are these normally held on weekends? Or?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The programs are run on Saturday and Sunday, usually up until early afternoon on Sunday, and then people have an opportunity to get home on time.
Mitch, have you talked with the Chamber of Commerce, with Peter Candela here, about helping you link with the motels? Sometimes it does need
only briefly.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you for the information.
Am I talking to the right group? Should I?
It's directly after we do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Public comment? Anyone else out there for public comment?
Good morning. My name is Betty Winholtz. I'm on the City Council, and at our last meeting, we decided that there would be one of each of us that attends or watches or is involved in some way with one of the advisory committees. So I'm assigned to your committee, wanted you to know that, and I'll try to be here as often as possible and on time as possible.
Well, we're glad that you're here, Betty. Thank you very much for visiting us this morning.
You're welcome.
We look forward to seeing you more often.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Hunter Kilpatrick, and I am vice president of the Morro Bay Harbor Festival this year. I tried to get on the agenda, but I was a little late. I'm here before you today to see about a possible future agenda item. The Harbor Festival is trying to partner a little bit better with the City of Morro Bay Promotions and the T-Bid. We're being hit unusually hard due to the Sabre event this year, and we think that in working in collaboration and partnership with the Promotions Committee and with the T-Bid and the City Council a little further, we can benefit. We can make this whole situation a benefit and a win-win all the way around for Morro Bay. So basically here to start the procedure to try to be on the agenda for the next meeting and come in with a presentation. And I'm here for any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Steve, are you next?
I'm Steve Nukes, Morro Bay resident. My understanding was we were going to be on the agenda, but I'm more than happy to talk in the public comment period. I've got a short 4-minute presentation. One of them has an ocean highway, truly from Gaviota to San Francisco. There is 1 4-mile stretch where the ocean is visible on Highway 101. That's Pismo Beach. So one of the reasons why Pismo seems to be somewhat cleaning our clock, even though we're much nicer, is they've got the ocean view. One of the ideas that's come up is a scenic loop through Morro Bay to draw people off. And what I'd like to do is kind of take you through it, through a drive along Highway 1. As we start off on Highway 1, we see a Morro Bay sign. One thing that I want to point out, a couple of years back there was another sign. It was kind of bluish. Elegant writing showed an aerial view of the harbor. It was just an absolutely beautiful sign. It stood out. This one, we've got a lot of bushes around it. It sort of blends in with the background, so it's not as effective as it could possibly be. Even though it's somewhat pretty, it blends. Next slide. As we get closer, it says, get off on Morro Bay Boulevard. What I'd like to do is show an alternative. If it said, enjoy the scenic loop and also add on their easy access back to Highway 1, there's some benefits to that. Next slide. As we continue on, assuming that we did have something that said get off on the scenic loop, let me take you through it real quickly. Next slide. We see the Morro Bay sign. Here would be an excellent place to put scenic loop next to the highway. Next slide. We get a really nice view. Continue. It's a gorgeous view, as a matter of fact. Next. As we continue on, we could have a sign there or a sign there that says scenic loop turn right. Next slide. As we turn right, you can either go up the hill or continue toward the left. Next. Again, a beautiful road, kind of bumpy, but still a nice ride. Next. And after you've been driving on the highway for hours, this is truly peaceful. Next slide. It opens up into the estuary. Next slide. Beautiful view. And we continue on into the park. It is really pretty. Through the park. Up past the Natural History Museum, and suddenly we are significantly ocean-oriented. Next slide. Absolutely gorgeous view down this road. Next. Next. We come out past the Inn at Morro Bay, beautiful site there, and continue into a residential area. Nice sign again, waterfront downtown. It points the way. Next slide. And all of a sudden, it opens up into this, again, gorgeous ocean harbor view. Next. And it continues on, just scenic. Next. More scenic. Cute houses. Next. More cute houses. Really cute houses. Okay, and again, nice harbor view. And one thing I should say, Main Street in this stretch is really pretty. Next. Even the residential portions of Nav for people. Next slide. We go down 101. Next slide. We see the sign. If you notice it, it says get off on Morro Bay Boulevard. So let's do that. We continue down 101. And we go over the bridge. And we back up one, please. We go over the bridge, and we have the entrance to Morro Bay. Now, again, you haven't seen any ocean since for 2 hours, if you've made it all the way this far. And what do we have as our entrance? We have a nice roundabout, if you can figure your way through it. Once you've been here, the roundabout is great. First time you're here, you're going, what the heck? We have a great entrance on our right with the U-Haul. We have the mobile station, which is pretty for a mobile station, and a very nice car wash. Next slide. We can continue on. We have the Valero station to our left, as well as the Arco, a cute coast bank, and the trailer park. I won't say that, the mobile home park. But I dare say this is the same view you could get in Turlock. We still haven't got any ocean access yet. Let's continue on. So back up on one, please. So really what I would say to you at this point is you've got this is the entrance to Morro Bay, or next slide, this. Next slide. As we continue on, we do have a nice-looking police station and another car wash, but still no ocean view. So we still haven't gotten to the ocean yet. So again, this or no, or this or this or next this or this as our entrance or this or this or this or this. So we've got two alternative entrances into Morro Bay. One of them draws us into downtown, really speaks to the character of the area, drops people off downtown, gives them a chance to stop, shop, and continue on up into North Morro Bay and to get back on the freeway at San Jacinto or Santa Isabel. So again, if we can implement this, it's not expensive. We need a few signs, and we can use existing signs and add on to them. It gives an opportunity to really enhance and draw people off of Highway 101. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Steve. I think what we will do with that is we'll need to discuss that and put that definitely on the agenda for the next meeting. Can you do that for us?
Can Andrea? I ask Steve a question?
Yes.
I love the idea, Steve. I think it's beautiful. But have you spoken to the state park at all about that road and how they feel about the traffic and signage? And I'm thinking that's going to be the only
that's
hurdle.
That's going to be the biggest.
Actually, yeah, there are probably some issues here. State parks, yeah. It's a public road. I mean, hey, come on. You know, it's a public road. If you put the signs on private property that says this is a scenic loop, they don't have a whole lot to say about it. All right, as long as we do the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit thing so that people don't get ticketed. Yeah. But it's
to move on at this point, but we will discuss it. Committee announcements. Any of our members have any announcements we want to make? Oh, I'm sorry. Is public comment? Has everyone spoken who wants to speak? I believe they have. Okay. Public comment is now closed, and we'll move on to committee announcements. Anyone have any announcements to make?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank everybody that came to the drive-thru barbecue for the Susan G. Komen Foundation over 4th of July. We raised $2,200 directly for that cause, and I just wanted to thank everybody and make sure y'all knew.
Thank you, Liz. Approval of minutes.
I have a comment. With
all right, Dan.
Can I just yell it out?
No.
No, please.
Technical assistant.
There you go. I received a phone call this last week from a hotel owner in North Morro Bay.
You know, Dan.
Did you receive that same phone call?
I fielded almost a half dozen of those phone calls.
Well, lucky me. I only got one, but I thought it was worth bringing up. The gentleman just expressed a desire for whatever we can do to help promote folks going into North Morro Bay, as opposed to, he felt like all the promotion is geared towards the waterfront, towards the Embarcadero, and North Morro Bay is kind of forgotten. Mm-hmm. He wasn't full during the 4th of July. You know, there may be other reasons for that, but I just thought that it was worth bringing up.
Okay, we'll have to take that up under new
ideas. I think several have received the phone call.
Okay. I'd just like to mention that I did speak with him as well, and I told him that site, because there's a lot of things that, just because of the way the world is working now and the way our website works and everything else and the fulfillment of that, it's really difficult, I think, for him to take full advantage without even having a website. But there was some reasons for that, which I discussed with him. But I assured him that we'd certainly look at that.
This was a hotel owner?
Okay. That we would look at that and see what more we could do.
Yeah, I had one more. I also spoke with him, and the chamber is putting together a map and divided in different sections: Embarcadero, downtown, and North Morro Bay. And the map consists of all the businesses, kind of expanded, and showing where they're at. So they're it's going to be exposed throughout the visitor center and different retail outlets too. So it shows who's there and what they offer.
Thank you. Any other announcements? We're going to move ahead then, and for the approval of the minutes. We have three meeting minutes to approve, and I hope you've read them. One was, of course, our last meeting. Then we had a joint meeting with the T-Bid, and then we had a special meeting for the bylaw redo, where we tried to rework the bylaws. All three of those minutes, I needed a motion to approve the minutes of those meetings.
I move to approve all 3 minutes of all three meetings.
I would like to.
I need a second first.
I would like to suggest a change to the minutes of our meeting last month. Under the website subcommittee report, it says that they also had a number of suggestions for the subcommittee. We'll submit to John Sorgenfried. I wasn't aware that we were going to submit anything to John. Okay.
I need a second on that motion before the discussion. That was out of order. Well, we have a motion and a second. Now, is there any further discussion? Okay, then all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I guess no one is opposed, so we'll move ahead to our visitor center report with Peter.
Well, good morning, everyone. If it's okay, we'll take the promotions report. First, starts with the phone calls and total visitors. You can see, as is compared to last year, we are down with the phone calls, but up with the visitors. But you can see that the emails have significantly increased. So people are utilizing our website a little bit more and, corresponding with us through that. And then you see a difference also. The next one down is the total promotions mailings. These are tourist packs. These are calls that come in requesting specific information about Morro Bay, not the fulfillment. I don't want to get that confused with that, because that comes in through the magazines and different the different advertisements that we put out. And then relocation packs, you can see that there are 8 there for a total of 60 in June, compared to 110 last year. So that's down a little bit. Then you get into the fulfillments, and of course this is where the significant change takes place. You're looking at this year, 1,862, if you look at the different ways and different magazines that have brought in or sent in these requests for information through our center. 1,862, this is this last June, and last year, 350. You can see there's an incredible difference. Locations, AAA is one of them that seems to be the most. And then referrals, a significant increase as we increase the number of people coming into the center. There are obviously more increases to referrals to the different businesses and activities in Morro Bay, and that was 4,248 compared to 2,068 from last year. Significant changes. I don't think we've seen the full potential of our promotions efforts. I think we're in the middle of that right now. In the next couple of months, I think we'll see some changes in the TOT and certainly in the sales tax as well. I can't imagine having this kind of an increase not having direct effect on Morro Bay's tourist and hotel stays. So we'll see how all that plays out. The second one is the 800 number breakdown that we get from our 800 carrier, and it's pretty basic. You can see on the left-hand side of that, it says June 800 calls. That's 2010 this year. And in California, we divide it into four sections. It's Northern California, Southern, Central, and Coastal. And as you can see, Southern California seems to be the most activity for the 800 calls originating in Southern California. And next would be the Central. Of course, that's Central Valley and Northern California as well as Coastal. And then below that is a breakdown of each state and where they are originating from. And you can compare that to the column on the right-hand side from last year. You can see they're pretty much balanced from total calls, but there are definitely originate where they do come from. I do have a breakdown. Unfortunately, it's not with me this morning, and I will make sure that you get it. What I'll do is I'll email it to you. It is literally a breakdown of where every single one of these fulfillments are coming from, what city, what state, how many have originated from there. It's really interesting to see that breakdown. It is extremely labor intensive to do that, and I hope that we'll be able to continue to do that, because it's really interesting to see where all of these are, and we have broken it down to very minute descriptions of where all this has originated from. So I'll email all of that to you. I'm sorry, you're supposed to be here this morning, but it's not. Any questions about any of this? Then I have a couple of things going on. 2 days ago, I got a call from the state parks. It's an advocacy that is promoting making sure that our state parks stay within our public domain. They came into town and wanted to do a documentary. I guess that maybe that's the wrong word, but they wanted to do some support of our state parks, and so they filmed, and they wanted to know where to go to film. So we, you know, obviously we took them for 2 hours. We took them to all through town, Morro Bay Boulevard and Main Street. We went to North Morro Bay. We took some photos of the businesses out there. We went to the Strand, the beach Strand there. Great photos from that angle, and then back to Morro Bay, Harbor Street with that view there, and then we went over to the state parks. Spent a great deal of time there, and then I asked him, I says, well, what about your hotel room? And he says, well, we someone coming in without wanting something in return and actually doing something for us as well as the state park system. So as I understand, this is a big deal, and it's going to be all through California. It's going to be filmed on all of our networks. So look forward to seeing something like that. Some interesting things going on. You know, Kevin from Subsea Tours has spotted blue whales. Now, I don't know if you know the difference between humpbacks and blue whales, but blue whales are 100 feet long. Pretty impressive. A lot of them are coming in like they don't typically do, but it's incredible. People are coming back, some wonderful photos. Things are really happening in our bay, as they usually do this time of year. Lost Isles Adventure Tour. Lack of a better word, a shuttle that goes back and forth to the sand spit. You can have lunches and provide blankets and all kinds of things, box lunch if you want it. You go out there, stay for an hour, they come by and pick you up. Friday, they're kicking off their oyster tour, and they're actually going back into the bay. They have to coordinate this with the tides and get back into the area, so you actually see a working oyster farm that actually starts off on Friday, and it'll be scheduled, and we'll have the scheduling at the visitor center. Rock the Pier Run our annual is Saturday. Is that right, Andrea? Right, and it usually brings in 1,000 to 1,500 people. Is that right?
Two for two.
Good. Okay, I better stop.
What's
here
next?
Then.
And then start.
It starts at 8:30?
I think so.
Wow, a 3 for 3. Okay, good. It's usually a great event, and it does bring in a lot of fun things. Great furniture, all kinds of paintings, different things that you should really... And carriages? Is that right? That must have been after the fact. She's done a great job. So I'd like to highlight her tonight. So if you have an opportunity, come by and say hi to her and enjoy some of the festivities that are going on there. I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
All right. Thank you.
We enjoyed that information. John, the budget report.
Okay. Thank you. I really don't have anything too significant to report on the budget. As you know, you approved the budget in the last meeting, and normally in July we don't have a lot of activity because we tend not to spend the advertising in the July since we have a pretty significant amount of business coming from just the summer, but we are ramping that up, and in the next meeting I'll be able to show you kind of where we're starting to do that. The BID today has the budget approval for their budget on their agenda. And as you know from the past, we've coordinated with them to make sure that we're complementing each other's efforts. We're not duplicating. And that'll be a part of, they'll look at the what the city budget is and incorporate that, some of that into their budget as far as knowing what your guys are doing with the funds. So I'll have that for you next month as far as where we're going with that. But we haven't really had any expenditures at this point. I had a couple other things if you want me to segue into.
Well, your agency report is next, so go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. A couple things. One, I'll go ahead and report on the web stats. As you all received those, I emailed those out a couple of days ago. One of the things that we're trying to do to sort of save on paper and also give you an opportunity to review those prior to the Meadred referrals from their website to our website. We do have an ongoing campaign with the state of California's website, which is the number one website for people who are interested in traveling to California. And that gives us some international travelers as well. We've found some really significant increases with SanLuisObispoCounty.com, which is the county VCB. And as you know, we've the BID funded that last year. And so we are seeing significant increases in that. We've talked with them about how we might better improve our response with them, and they've made some changes that I think have been significant, so that's a good thing. Also, probably one of the most significant is that we did an online campaign through the BID's budget with San Jose Mercury, and we really wanted to try to get that Northern California market that's a little bit closer than San Francisco but very affluent. And we've seen from the start of that campaign in April, we had about 400 referrals, and then it jumped to almost 1,000 in May, and then it's close to 1,000 in June. So we've seen some pretty significant response from that market. And I know the BID and their budget, because of this, and it's really comparable to what we've done with the LA Times, that they're going to start putting a little bit more funds into that area and think that that's a market that we can really tap into. And as you look down at the very bottom, I think one thing that's significant is we've seen some really good increases in the newsletter signups. We've had we had 587 in April, 438 in May, and almost 700 in June. And one of the things we're doing with that is that we're offering a Ultimate Morro Bay getaway. If you go to sign up for the newsletter, you're automatically entered into that drawing. Go ahead and put them into the email list. And if they want to opt out, the first email they get, they can certainly do that, and it's automatically done through the software. But one of the things that I know that the BID has talked about, and I'm sure this committee would embrace, is that we want to try to have more newsletters going out, probably on a monthly basis, and where that newsletter can talk about the specific events that's going on and offering different types of packages. So we're going to be working on that as a goal for this next year's budget, to try to have a newsletter at least, if not every month, at least every other month. And I think that with that list now, we've got a significant amount of people with 9,000 people. These are people who have specifically said, yes, I want to know more about Morro Bay. Keep me informed. Let me know about events. So I think that's a way that we'll be able to utilize that at a pretty nominal cost.
John, with the winner of that Morro Bay getaway, do we use that in advertising? I mean, you know, obviously we'd need some kind of clearance from people to take pictures,
right,
but it seems like that's a great opportunity to these people won the Morro Bay getaway, and here's, you know, the restaurants or the motel rooms.
That could be put on the page the following month.
Right. And
I think even a bigger media coverage for that, you know, because then if that goes into a magazine ad in Sunset and somebody says, wow, if I go sign up for this newsletter, I might get the next one.
I think
the Lighted Boat Parade. I mean, I think that's a really cool.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. And we do that to some degree, although we could certainly, since this prize is a little more significant too, because it involves lodging and dinner and activities, we could do that. I know we planned on doing that at least on the website, but yeah, we could look at, you know, possibly doing this. Like, the newsletter would be appropriate for that as well.
I haven't seen that
Due to the response, I think that just the fact that they're going to get free lodging and a dinner and an activity of their choice.
Have we secured those at this point?
Yes.
Any other questions for John? Okay.
I just have a question regarding the reports that we're getting. You had mentioned about the San Jose Mercury being in the report, but that being funded by the T-bid. I just wondered, is there a way that we could, like, break out, like, what it is, you know, just through a little initial on each line item, which ones we're funding and which ones the T-bid's funding?
Because well, in some cases, there, I would say the majority is the T-bid. Okay. I mean, they funded that 100%. There is some cases where we might have, where the city might fund a portion of that, so it's like a percentage. Whereas, say, if we did a campaign, the city might contribute, say, $5,000 and the T-bid contributes $10,000, so I could sort of do a percentage on that.
Well, the reason I ask is because when I look at some of these stats, I look at it from the standpoint of if on the report it's showing that we spent, you know, $5,000 just as an example for an online campaign at the LA Times or San Jose Mercury, and then if I look at what the results were from that ad, just by nature of being a business person, I'm going to say, okay, well then the end cost per unit of that campaign was X number of dollars per click or, you know, whatever. But if the reports that we're getting are bundled.
At the effort that, you know, basically that we've sort of joined these budgets, even though they're separate, the goal, ultimate goal is the same, and that's to get more people to come here and stay. And also to get more people to come and enjoy the dining and all the other activities. So from the standpoint of the goal, the goal is the same. Possibly doing some sort of a review, you know, maybe quarterly or something like that, looking at how we're doing with the responses. But again, this is just, you know, referring websites. This is not to say that some of these people haven't, you know, come to us in different ways as well or responded, you know, different.
That's understood. And I think the same would be true of any kind of print campaign where if we spend $10,000 on a print ad and then Peter gives us a report and says, well, we had this many fulfillments, you know, in my mind, I can look at that and say, well, that was a worthwhile, we can quantify and say that was a worthwhile investment of that $10,000 in a print ad because we know that X number of fulfillments came from it. But
I think also, though, with the print, it's a little challenging, too, because we're gearing those people in those print ads to not necessarily sign a bingo card but to go to our website. So on the print campaign, you know, really I think the ultimate way to measure how we're doing is looking at the website and seeing the significant amount of people coming to the site. And right now we're at about 500 a day. And that's increased substantially from where we've been in the past. So while that's not necessarily totally detailed out, that would be the ultimate goal, would be to increase web traffic, because once they go to the website, then they're going to look at the lodging guide. They're going to.
What makes it even more difficult or a little bit more I don't know. it's just kind of challenging to because these stats are coming in and they're nested in with like T-bid investments or T-bid, you know, funded projects or campaigns. So it's kind of hard to understand from my standpoint how to even quantify.
Well, I personally would like to look at this as a collective endeavor where we both have the same goals. And as long as those goals are being met, whether we're doing it 25% and they're doing it 75, or we're doing it 35 and they're doing it 65, I think that's a secondary situation. I don't really think that's as important as making the goals happen, making the results take place.
Okay. Well,
but it's something John could.
Well, I think what we could do, and I don't know if it would be. I certainly don't mind doing it, but I don't know if it would be really necessary to do it monthly. But I think what we could do is maybe look at, you know, every couple months, do an evaluation, and I could come back and give a report as far as what the city's budget, you know, how much the city budget went towards some of these efforts.
I think quarterly would be even better, John, because there are some months where we don't advertise as heavily as others. They're seasonal.
Right.
So I think maybe on a quarterly basis that might be something we could look into.
I think also, too, that part of it is part of how we select the media and areas that we go into. I mean, that comes from the goals that I get from the BID and from this committee, you know, and one goal was specifically we want to try to have more of an outreach in Northern California. Right. And so then it's my challenge to say, well, how best can we achieve that? And when you look at going after, can we do that? And so then it looks to be you pick the major newspaper in that area because there really aren't any publications. There's no magazines specifically, although there is a San Jose magazine. But I've looked at that, and that return and that cost, it seemed like the online campaign was probably the best way to go. So there is some degree of while we want it to pay certainly pay for itself and more, it's also dictated by what's available. And that's one reason why we continue to look at Sunset, because while we want that Southern California market, there are not a lot of alternatives. You know, we could go in publications like National Geographic, or we could go into Condé Nast Traveler, but unfortunately, those things are national publications. And then you look at those and you say, well, what's the return? How many people in California, how many people in Southern California are going to be looking at that ad? And what is the reality of somebody from Ohio coming here, you know, from an ad? And what kind of return is that going to be? So all the advertising tends to be a lot more regionalized because we're still more than ever trying to go after that drive market of 3 to 4 hours.
I think we need to curb this discussion at this point and move on.
Okay.
That's something we can talk about.
Thanks, John.
We usually do that in our media plan, too, where we decide. Okay. Where we want to
but buy. No, I think I understand what you're asking, and I think we can certainly do that, and I think that would be wise to do that. I'll just go on with my web report, and because it sort of fits in with what we're talking about. We, as part of the reporting that we now do, we can look at the specific cities and where we're getting the response. And this committee for some time and the BID has also tried, well, we're not forgetting about our neighbors in Fresno and Bakersfield because they're a substantial portion of our market. We realize that Fresno, San Francisco comes in third, very closely followed by Bakersfield. And then because we've now just had this outreach in San Jose, it finishes out that list. So I think the significance there is that we're getting more response to the website from LA and Northern California than we are from the Valley. And that the reason that's significant is because that was a goal. And I think that getting people from LA, especially right now when I think a lot of people are budget challenged, they're reluctant to travel, possibly to go to Hawaii or to Europe, also because of the hassles that we all have experienced flying, that we've all talked about how we can encourage these people from Los Angeles who still want to take a vacation, but that they can drive up here and spend their time and not have to get on an airplane. So I think that going after those drive markets is the way to go, especially right now with the economy. The other aspect of it that I sent to you kind of late was that, as you know, the BID elected to have a reservation system on their website, which is called Jackrabbit. And one of the areas of reporting that we're going to need to be doing now is to also look at Jackrabbit, because Jackrabbit's going to be siphoning some responses away from the lodging guide, because people they have an option now. They can go directly to Jackrabbit and seek out a room, or they can go to the lodging guide. And we have seen a little decrease in the amount of people going to about 16% of people going to the lodging guide on morrobay.org. But that percentage has been well made up by over 1,500 people in the month of July going to Jackrabbit. So that was that other report that I gave you. And it's interesting, one of the things, and I know we want to move on, but as I look through the hotels, because we're the least expensive and sort of work your way up, and I think that's probably, you know, it's not to say necessarily that those hotels were booked. We don't really have that information, but I thought it was interesting that obviously people are shopping price.
Hotel 6 did very well.
Right.
Yeah. It did.
But again, I don't know if that necessarily relates to booking, but I think people usually start at, you know, at the bottom of the rate and work their way up.
So there's no way we can convert these figures into reservations?
No, because once they go to the hotel specifically, that's the hotel system. So we'd have to get each hotel to tell us how many were booked, and I think we've tried that before, and that's been difficult. But
that's going to work out for TOT, I guess, eventually.
Right. I was going to mention the billboard, and it's interesting that we had a picture to look at. I noticed driving in, Peter, that we probably do for a trimming. So maybe we can talk about that. And I know that we've taken some money out of the contingency fund to do that. And that might be something that this committee might want to think about because it's starting to get a little overgrown.
Yeah, the call's already been made.
Okay, great.
And John?
Well, I've got a few more things.
Okay.
One thing I'm very excited about, and I have with me today Tyson, who's going to give you a little, just going to introduce himself and give you a little bit of an idea about what he's proposing to do for us. But as you all know, one of the big goals that this committee had was to really look at how we can communicate to our residents about the value of tourism and how we can embrace our community and let them know the significance for them personally of tourism and why it's important, and also to determine what level of awareness we have with our citizens about tourism and what it does for them and how they feel about it. So that regards to how the citizens perceive tourism. And I said, well, that would be fine, but I think it's going to be challenging for you because Avila is an unincorporated city. It doesn't have a VCB or CVB. It doesn't have a city council. It doesn't have a mayor. It doesn't have any of the things that a normal city would have. It's part of the county, and there really is no infrastructure there for you to work from, and I think it would be a challenge. However, I think you should think about Morro Bay because Morro Bay is very interested in how its citizens feel about tourism, realizes that it's really important to embrace our residents and communicate to them and let them know what the value of tourism is, but also find out some of their needs and their wants as it relates to tourism as well. So Tyson sold it to his professors, went back and said, I think we ought to reconsider. I think Morro Bay would be a good candidate for this. I know one of the things that he was excited about, as well as his professors, that there's some real application here, that we would actually utilize this information and that it would be put into place. And I can tell you from the work scope, which I will email to all of you, I didn't want to barrage you with too many reports. I sent out all of the web stuff, so I was going to save this, but I will send you the full detail. I didn't make copies today because it's pretty detailed out, which is a good thing. But I will give you the highlights, and then I'll introduce Tyson, and he's not going to take a lot of time today, but I'll just kind of give you an idea about what the program is and how it's going to work, and then I would like to talk to you about approving this in concept under my report. But basically, the project overview is conduct a study to explore Morro Bay residents' attitudes toward tourism by examining resident destinations, support from the community. So we already realize that we need the support of our residents now more than ever as tourism becomes our main industry for to get the services that the citizens enjoy. So the relationship between residents' attitudes and specific tourism knowledge will be identified. Campaigns then will be created, which will be my goal and working, is to increase and identify types of knowledge, increase community support for tourism. That's our ultimate goal. And then the main goal of the study would be to aid in the development of a more targeted and effective campaign to increase awareness. And the last goal, which is one that Tyson's probably most concerned about, is that it will fulfill his requirements for his thesis. But that's a good thing. And I think there's a press release in that as well, that we're working with Cal Poly, that we recognize how important and how vital tourism is to our community, and that we also recognize how important it is for our residents to be aware of it and know the value too. So basically how this will work is a survey will be distributed to a random sample of Morro Bay residents. It will measure response attitudes toward tourism as well as their knowledge of tourism. And then it will talk about three distinct categories, which are economic, environmental, and then social, cultural. And then the final analysis, the results will be represented, including an executive summary. So Tyson will prepare an executive summary. And with that will be what the research says, and then also some recommendations. And I'll probably work with him on that as well, as far as looking at that, and I'm sure his professors would be involved in those recommendations, because that's through what the Planning Commission would use for utility bills or whatever however that list would be assimilated. We would need to get a random list of 1,000 residents, and then we would look to have about 250 to 400 responses. So out of that, that's how big the survey would be. And that's pretty comparable with what how surveys are conducted. I think that would be a good, reasonable list to deal with. And then we're looking at conducting this survey online, which would help to save on postage. And that's really, from my experience with research projects now, it's very common. And we would have some incentive for that. We would not necessarily pay everybody to do it, but there might be like a contest or something. So a little incentive for them to go ahead and respond. And then task four would be the analysis of the results. The good news is that Tyson has offered to do this at no charge to us because this is part of his graduate thesis. There are will be some hard costs, which I don't think anyone would expect him to take on. And we're looking at roughly about $1,000 for method one, which would be the cost of getting the surveys done. Some communicate, well, obviously we have to send out a mailer to get people to respond to the website survey. So that would cover the cost of the printing and those things. And there's really no cost for my agency to do this because a lot of the work's going to be done with Tyson. But I'm willing to donate my time to Cal Poly and also to the city, so I wouldn't charge any time for me to help coordinate this with him. I think it's an exciting, valuable project. And then method two would be about another $700 if we can't get a list. But I'm comfortable working with the city that we can get that list. We don't have to go out and buy that list, which I think would be a nice cost to save. So I'm going to send all this the full detail. It's a very thorough, very professional work scope. I've seen a few of these in my day, and I can tell you that I told Tyson I was very impressed. Obviously, at the graduate level, you know, you're going to get some really good talent. I can tell you that for our investment or your investment of $1,000, a survey like this would probably cost about $10,000. And I'm comfortable that we will get a very professional survey from this. And I think that what this does is that it shows, one, it gives us valuable information before we conduct any campaign. It shows us where we're at. And then it shows us what we need to do to get to where we want to be. But also, I think it's going to be a very positive for the city in the sense that I think our residents are going to feel really good about the fact that we're interested in their opinions and that we want to know how they feel about tourism and how we can better serve the community as well as serve the visitors. So I'm going to introduce Tyson. This is Tyson.
How's it going? Thank everyone for the opportunity of presenting the study here. I'm really excited about the project, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the city of Morro Bay and really help in solidifying the foundation of the tourism industry here.
Do you have any questions for Tyson?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I'm really excited about this because this really fits in with our new focus on the community partnership and getting our community involved. We recently changed our focus and our bylaws to include that very topic in our existence, where we were not focusing on that in the past. And I think your survey is very timely, and it'll help us continue on the goals that we've set. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great opportunity. Tyson, the only quick question I had was
100 or so would be a viable response from that. And another benefit of having the list is after maybe a second mailing, if that mark still hasn't been met yet, I could follow up with phone calls as well as maybe house visits to try to meet that respondent.
Okay, great. Thank you.
What was the criteria for choosing these 1,000 people?
Basically, the 1,000 people will just want it to be a random sample. So as long as the mailing's going out to residents and not businesses or vacation rentals, the goal of having it random is that it's going to be representative of the city.
Okay. Do we need to agendize approving funds?
Well, I think that you have budgeted, already approved budget for local outreach, and I was going to suggest that you just give me the direction that I can spend, say, $1,200 out of the local awareness category, which you've already approved.
Like a motion?
Do we have any discussion? We can have a motion and then the discussion.
Yeah, I just have one point, and that is that we consider including in whatever we appropriate today funds for what would be a giveaway associated with, you know, the incentive that was mentioned, so that, you know,
maybe we might not even need funds for that if we can get some motels.
Well, it's just, you know, I think that's an important component in assisting Tyson with getting the responses that, you know, that are going to make this successful. I don't want to see it like just, you know, if we're going to appropriate $1,200, why not appropriate, you know, $1,500 or $1,700 and make sure that, you know, there's an appropriate incentive that's going to help make
this successful. I think you could do that and just have the caveat that, John, try to get it for free, but if you can't, then you can use some of this money.
even better than that, why don't, rather than put an amount of money, why don't we just include in that the contest incentive will be an incentive for respondents to the survey, and we'll let it go with that, and we will have some kind of incentive for them.
Do we need an incentive? The way I feel about people in this community is they are so involved. People want to participate in this town. People volunteer at an unbelievable rate. I almost think people would be fighting for the chance to be the one to respond to this and say how they feel. I don't think they need a giveaway, personally.
I mean, that's certainly a great advantage of this location, but I think the problem, if you don't incorporate an incentive to it, then you might have a response bias where you might have people that are responding that are either very for it or very against it, and that middle group that may not be so polarized one way or another may not have the same representation that the people on either end might have.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that this sort of gives you the middle ground people too. And I think that, again, from surveys that I've worked with in my profession, you know, usually you have some sort of you want to be careful not to give it an incentive, but I think having some sort of drawing, something like that, and have it not real significant, but enough to where somebody would respond. Because the survey list, which I'll send to all of you, it's not too long, but it is, you know, it's going to take some people. It'll take them five or 10 minutes to do it. It's not three questions where, you know, a lot of people, so it's going to take a little time to do the questions.
Roughly how many questions is it?
How many questions? I've forgotten.
It's about four pages. Okay. It's not exactly broken into questions because the first two pages of it is the attitude scale, and that's all on a Likert system. So it's all questions basically posing their opinion and saying how much do you agree or disagree with the comment.
So this is going to be a survey you're going to mail out?
No, it's going to be it'll be online, the survey.
It'll
You'll
be online.
The survey online. But we'll mail out the invitations to take the survey.
Mail out the invitations to get the emails. Okay. All right.
And I think Andrea was saying, too, there's a possibility we might even be able to get it on the city site, too, which would be really helpful.
Yeah, any sort of promotion or awareness of the survey, I think, would be a great help. And just so when the residents receive, you know, the mailing that's asking for their participation, they already have a little bit of awareness of what the study is.
Could it also maybe be linked to the city site? So someone who visits the city site could take the survey?
Actually, what I was thinking about is putting something on the front page of the city site that said, you know,
link the other way.
Just know, well, both that as well as just an announcement that said, please be aware you may be receiving this in the mail, and we'd really appreciate your participation. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. I think we can certainly do that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
That go out with the utility bills?
We're going to have to look at that. That's a whole other option, the utility bill mailing, but we'll take a look at it. I'm sure there's a way that we can get the information out.
All right. Do we want to continue discussion, or do I hear a motion?
Would you like a motion to include a dollar amount?
In the incentive? I don't think that's necessary. I think we should incentivize the respondents, but maybe not in this motion put a dollar amount, because it could be an overnight stay, it could be dinners, it could be a number of things. It could be a package, actually.
I guess then the motion would be to approve John working with Tyson in utilizing funds from our committee to do the survey and study.
Is that?
Do you think we should put a maximum?
What's our budget on that? I don't have it in front of me.
I think if you appropriate, say, $1,500, not to exceed $1,500, I think we can come under that.
All right,
that would give us enough, and if we have to do
some incentive. Not to exceed $1,500, then.
All right. Okay. Did you get that, Andrea? Is that you can reword that to me.
Yeah, let's just make sure. Pretty. Member Stewart, okay. Motion to approve John Sorgenfrey working with Tyson Stockton to utilize funds not to exceed $1,500 to complete the proposed study and survey and study.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion further? A vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No one opposed? Okay, John.
Okay,
and Tyson.
Thank you.
Good luck with your survey. We look forward to seeing the results.
Look forward to working with you guys, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Tyson.
I think that probably our next step, we'll sit down with the city manager, and we'll figure out the list and how we can, you know, get people the awareness. Yeah. But,
and John, thank you for facilitating
that. Sure.
Thank you. I think it'll be exciting. Just have another really couple quick things. 805 Living, we've had an outreach with them for some time, and it sounds like they're going to be coming up and doing a press tour. They're going to be staying in Morro Bay, and then Peter's working with us to – they want to do a dining story, and we're trying to work on them to sample everything from, you know, the mom and pops all the way up to fine dining and all the things that Morro Bay has to offer. So we're working on that. It sounds like they'll be coming probably in September to do a really significant story on Morro Bay. Today at the LBID, as I mentioned, they'll be looking at their budget. There's also a portion of that budget that I'll be presenting that we've talked with the county unincorporated area, the CBID. That's the areas that include Cayucas, San Simeon, Avila, smaller cities such as Napomo. And there's an effort to work with them on doing some co-op advertising. And Pismo Beach and Morro Bay and Paso Robles and the county would be working together to run some ads together to promote the county. And that'll be something that'll be on their agenda to take a look at, and that's Pismo is looking at that as well. Paso Robles has expressed an interest in doing that. So I think it would be it's not a real significant amount of money relative to the entire budget. It's about $20,000 per participant, and then the county unincorporated area would pick up about half of that. And it's really to support the county VCB and taking that that effort and helping them, because they have some budget challenges to try to come up with that seed money. So it would be a way to get everybody working together. I think it makes sense, especially for Morro Bay, in the sense that the county CBID is going to promote Cayucas and going to promote Avila, and I don't think they really see the interest in saying skip over Morro Bay and, you know, move on up north. So they've expressed a real interest in cooperating, and they have Morro Bay as cooperating, the BID cooperating with the county unincorporated group and sharing their booth at the Sunset Saver, as we've talked about. And there's some ideas that we're going to be doing for that booth as part of the sponsorship. And I know one of them that relates to the Harbor Festival, they talked about doing some different types of prizes and contests. And one of the things would be tickets and lodging for next year's Harbor Festival. So I think that'd be a really good way to showcase the Harbor Festival at Saver and turn that into a more of a win situation. So that was discussed. And finally, we are working on a PR outreach. As you all know, Karen Biagini and Harold went to Gibraltar a few months ago, and we've sent out press releases along with their photographs. They went over there and they were on a cruise. We set up an interview with them with the mayor of Gibraltar, and we have some great pictures of them meeting in the chambers. And while we don't really have an official go-ahead to say we're sister cities, we're going to go ahead and use the press release to the fact that we've made our journey there and we've talked to them and that it went well and that they're interested in sharing, promoting each other's destination. And we'll see where it takes us from the standpoint of how officially it becomes. But officially we did go there and we asked, and we're going to use that story to start with. So hopefully we'll get some really good national press on that, because I think it's a great, fun story.
It is.
Sister Rock program. That concludes my report.
Thank you, John. Any further questions for John? The website subcommittee did meet, and Daniel, I think you have a report for that.
I do have a report for that. And it's going to be a short report.
Good.
Basically, we had talked about the possibility of making some minor changes to the website in our last meeting, and some of those were reinforced by, I guess it was somebody received an email regarding the promotion for Sunset Saver, which is currently on the website, the Morro Bay Chamber website, for within the regular events section. And so in our meeting, we kind of concluded that it would make most sense if we split out what is considered local annual events and regional events, and that way have some clear distinction, putting them both under the calendar link, which is, you know, on the main menu bar. And that way, you know, if any noteworthy events are coming up that we have these alliances or partnerships with because of, you know, people booking accommodations here in Morro Bay, we want to bring attention to that on our website. So so we felt that that was probably going to be one of the best solutions, would be to just, you know, break that out. The other thing, too, is we also talked about the possibility of utilizing the same animated slider that's actually on the events landing page on the homepage, if that's possible, so that everybody who is listed in our events, an upcoming monthly event, whether it's a month out, 2 months out, gets equal coverage.
Yeah, the reason I stopped doing that was the load time.
Yeah,
because originally we did have it rotating the full 12 months, and I just concerned about the load factor, and
yeah,
that's
and
why we have three. And I just let me, if I could say, with the Harbor Festival, that's going to be changed today.
Right.
The reason being is the Rock to Pier is this week. So it was always intended that the Harbor Festival would come on and have a full month and a half of exposure on the site. It's just a matter of having three events. That's the reason we did that anyway.
Yeah, I figured that was the reason, and I think we concluded that in our meeting as well. So if now that we've changed the video on the homepage so that it doesn't automatically launch as soon as you go to the homepage, if it's possible without you know, increasing those load times significantly to put the animated banner on the homepage, we can talk about that.
Yeah,
but pretty much everything else that
I did do that test, yeah, and it didn't.
It's still not working.
Right, it needed to probably not have the animation.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we just, is it possible to have it so that we at least have buttons that would move it across when you click on them? Is that possible?
I think you still need flash for that, but I'll look into that.
Okay. Yeah, if we could get an answer on that, that
sure
would help solve that issue of, you know, folks who feel they're not getting,
right,
you know, equal coverage with their promotions, because we want to make sure that's happening.
Okay.
And we, you know, we talked about, reinforced some of the other issues we talked about in our last meeting, which was possibly adding a book a room at the end of each event, you know, within the listing. And what I'm going to do, John, is I'm going to detail all of these, and
okay,
I'll send that to you.
Great.
With screenshots. So it's very clear. And
perfect.
Then if you have any issues, you can get back to us maybe within like a week or two.
Sure.
That would give us time to schedule another meeting if we have to revisit some of these issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Sounds good.
That's it. Thank you, Daniel. Creative Review Subcommittee, did you guys meet?
We did not meet. However, we are anticipating meeting within the next week or two. And one thing that we would like to request from John, if you have a schedule of upcoming placements, even if it's a rough schedule, that would be helpful for us so that we could, you know, kind of prioritize what makes sense for us in terms of anything we need to address creative-wise.
Right. We're also going to design a form.
We have to write the language for the placement of something regarding the
promotion events.
Promotions committee, what the promotions committee can do for folks who have events coming to Morro Bay.
What I would suggest is for the creative, because we're in the, as everyone knows, we're in a brand new year, so we're going to be doing some new concept, new creative. And I think the way we worked it last year, which I would encourage maybe looking at it again, is have a couple of, maybe this committee, our creative committee, get together with the BID's creative subcommittee. So we're all on the same page, because we do utilize the same creative. Now, it'll be a little different this year because we have a little more local outreach that we've all talked about. It's a little new direction for the promotions committee. So that'd be separate. But when we're working on ads, say for Sunset, you know, we've talked about not having one ad for the BID and one ad for the city, which I think makes sense from a cost perspective, but more also from a branding consistency. So I'll see what happens today in the BID meeting, but maybe that's something that we could arrange to have. And it would be good for me to have maybe a first meeting where we talk about goals and what we want to do, and we reevaluate the current creative we have and how we might want to enhance that and change that. So I think that meeting probably should take place fairly soon.
Yeah, agreed.
Ed, I'm sorry, but there was one item that I forgot. Peter mentioned about that he's getting pretty close to running out of the rack cards. And I did find an extra box for him to get him through, because we have some at our office that we've stored because we use them for PR. But I did, I think it might be appropriate to, you have about 6,000 now. Will that take you through till next month to vote on print reprinting?
That's about 3 months, 2 months.
So just as a suggestion, if the committee so desires, maybe put that on the agenda to vote to have them reprinted.
Andrew, if you could do that for next month, maybe, John, you could bring us back some revision layouts, some revised layouts.
Okay.
Not too much production work, maybe change a picture or two, or something like that, but so we can look at some and maybe approve them next month.
Right, and I do have a quote, but I can share that with you at the next meeting.
Okay. That's agendized for the next meeting.
Yeah, there's just one. There was one change in that because it's old. The number of wineries went from 90 to 220.
Yeah. We'll change that.
And actually,
sure.
Here's some copies. I don't know if I have enough for everybody, but I think Peter has these at his office. But that's the rack card that's being discussed.
That had been revised one time. We added the Harbor Walk and took out the the Tiger's Folly, I believe.
Right.
Unfinished business. One item we have, and that is we had a special meeting, as you know, to go over the revision of our bylaws, which the City Council looked at first and made some changes which we did not like, and Rob Schultz scheduled a special meeting for us, which we all met, and we revised those bylaws to our liking and then submitted them once again to the City Council. On Monday, the City Council took this up and approved our bylaws with some very minor changes. So our bylaws are approved, and I will tell you what those changes are now. Very, very small. They changed the second sentence to say, the purpose of the CPC shall be to act on behalf of the City of Morro Bay City Council on the policies and expenditures. And they just used the word act on behalf. And in the next, in that same sentence, where we said in our bylaws, and promote Morro Bay, they added promote the City of Morro Bay. Those are the only changes they made in our, but they are approved. I don't believe we need to take any further action on that. I'm just bringing that up for information purposes only.
Chair Krovitz, what I thought we would do is put that as just an approved. I'd like to have the committee approve them as a group after the council did, just as a I think that's important. So we'll put it on your August agenda as just an unfinished business to approve those changes.
Okay. But I don't think they'll be I think we'll all approve it.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to new business. And I don't see anything on the agenda for new business. I believe that was supposed to be the we've had that presentation already. Discussion of new ideas. Does anyone have any new ideas they'd like to discuss, Liz?
Yes, actually I do. We keep coming up with the same issue of what's going on in North Morro Bay. And this was the appropriate, this was where I thought was appropriate to discuss this phone call. And I, you know, I know that we are supposed to be representing all of Morro Bay, but I don't feel that North Morro Bay is actually being represented. And I know that we had at least one meeting at my restaurant to discuss plans and things that we were going to do, and that has somehow just been left by the wayside. I understand that Peter's very busy with other promotions. However, I feel that we need to collectively put together something so that people can see that there is something outside of the Embarcadero, that we do have a beautiful beach right there by the cloisters, that we have a lot of shopping, we have, you know, other places to see. It's not just about downtown and the Embarcadero.
Yeah, at that meeting, if I remember right, it was it wasn't all up to the chamber. It was up to the businesses to respond to us on what we were going to do. And part of the discussion was to get a map. And since it didn't happen, we took it on ourselves to do it.
That's funny because I don't have any recollection of
having
been discussed.
All right.
Could I ask a question? Where does North Morro Bay start?
Where does Morro Bay end in North Morro Bay?
Well, we're talking about splitting out part of Morro Bay. Where does it start? Does it start at Highway 1? Does it start at
I think it
Atascadero
at
Road? Or where does it start?
It's 40. It generally, in North Morro Bay, we're pretty much 41, everything north of 41.
But then you've gone, if you've got businesses on the south side of 41.
Yeah, right there.
You know, are you going to include those as North Morro Bay or as Highway 41?
All,
I'm just trying to get some idea what.
Yeah, I think they should all be included. Everything. Wherever we wanted to start that, but I think that we need to, as Peter said, as business owners, we need to actively pursue this, and that's going to be my discussion with this particular owner this afternoon.
One of the things I'd love to see North Morro Bay do would be like this: the gentleman that was here looking for packages for his group.
I mean, exactly, and I
great
yeah.
way to promote North Morro Bay.
Exactly,
because it's kind of a it has a more intimate feel, I think, for groups coming. Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing that I would like to approach the subject of possibly doing some kind of a street fair out there. You know, just
great idea.
Just a couple of blocks and see what we can't manage to put together.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And combine it with packages, two accesses to the beach. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Okay, will
do we really feel as a committee, excuse me, that this is something the promotions committee should become actively involved in, or is this a merchant, localized merchant idea?
I would think it has. You know, certainly the initiative has to be on the part of, you know, the businesses that are there. So, you know, for instance, the street fair would obviously be one way to do it. But I think that, you know, as a committee, anything that we can do moving forward with our own promotions in terms of, you know, including those activities on maps and including, you know, those things in events, in our events listings, like anything that we're doing moving forward.
But the event itself, the activity itself, really, I think, falls on the shoulders of the merchants.
Agree.
I agree with what you're saying. We should help
promote
it in any way we can. But the actual event should really fall on the shoulders of those organizers that want to do it, because then otherwise we'd be taking a particular interest
right.
in one group over
no,
another.
I think what I'm really asking for is that, in addition to this, that we as a committee find some way to help support North Morro Bay, because we are being left out frequently.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. That's not true of the overall advertising. Morro Bay,
well,
North Morro, just let me finish. North Morro Bay is, because this issue came up a few years ago, and I think at that time possibly it was, but it was made very clear that we have three distinct areas. We have the downtown, we have the Embarcadero, and we have North Morro Bay. And I can assure you that all the advertising, North Morro Bay is listed as a significant area. That's not to say that the merchants cannot, you know, do more events and things like that, which we would certainly include in the advertising. One of the ads that we've used significantly is the beach. It's the person walking on the beach with the backs of the rock as you're coming from North Morro Bay. Now, that being said, did we give that significance in the ad? We could possibly, and this is the conversation that I had, and it was a very good conversation I had with Gary, the owner of the hotel in question, is the emphasis of the beach. And I think that's really where, when it comes to the whole, what I do as far as the whole branding of the experience to coming to Morro Bay, is I think that's something that the creative committee can take up and we can enhance that more, because we really have to step back and look at what's in it for the visitor, because that's really what this is all about. And I think the beach and the beach experience is really what North Morro Bay has for the visitor. And that's not to say that we're not going to talk about the fact that there's great restaurants and businesses there, but the beach is going to be the lure to get people to go up there. And it's an incredible beach, and it's beautiful, and that's one of the reasons why we use that visual. But from a standpoint of saying that North Morro Bay is ignored, it's not.
I'm not saying that they're being ignored. I'm saying that we are overlooked frequently.
In the advertising?
In general. It's not anything about any one group. It's just in general. So the idea here is to maybe move in a more positive direction instead of being defensive and saying, okay, let's move forward and see what we can do now to promote North Morrill.
Well, I think the best place to start, though, I would agree, but to say that it's not happening at all isn't accurate. And
I don't believe anyone actually said that.
Well, I thought you said it, that they were ignored. So
no, I don't. I just want to frequently,
because if we start from a realistic position, the fact that they are mentioned, but that we could do more, and that's how I left it with the hotelier. I think that's much more productive because
there
is no doubt that there are three distinct areas to promote in Morrill Bay, and North Morrill Bay is one of those three. I think that from the standpoint as we move on to new creative is the aspect of the beach, and I think that's really, and that was brought up, and I think that was a very good point, that we can emphasize more the aspect of that Morrill Bay has a great beach. It's not just the bay. And I think from the standpoint of where we go with this from a branding and what's in it for the visitor, I think that's really the direction. It's the beach will lure everybody. They need to have that part of that of their experience, and I think there's a way we can advertise that. But I'm just not going to let it go by that we're ignoring them.
Another thing you could maybe add in is the Thursday Farmers Market, which I think anybody in the county recognizes is one of the best markets to go to for food, because it's all about the food. Slow is fun. But it's a lot of entertainment, and you never go there really to shop for your groceries. And that gets people on that east side of Highway 1. So I think, and boy, that's a huge significant event. I would agree that in any of our little separate groups, those districts have kind of had to organize themselves. And then, you know, once you've got an event or an organization or an association, then this group can promote it. But we can't get into promoting individual businesses. I think it's hard. Like if that one hotel doesn't have a website, it's all linked into that. Somehow maybe people can be helped with that. But I do think we you're going to need that North Morrill Bay group to get together the way some of these other groups on the waterfront have gotten together and Old Town Morrill Bay has gotten together and tried to create their own little events and activities to promote.
If you get to the point where the business owners are willing to get together and organize in some fashion, I'd be happy talking about what we do on the Embarcadero, because it took a couple of years of beating on doors, but Art Walk was the first way to open that, where we finally got the businesses to kind of work together and present packages. And North Morrill Bay has the added challenge of kind of physically how it's spread out.
Exactly.
And stuff. It makes it a little tougher, and I think the best hope is to get the business owners together as a cohesive group.
Well, I think I will start on that this week, and we'll start getting
that,
and I will call you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Declaration of new agenda items?
I had just one thought. One thing I've heard from people when they come, the public comment, and raise issues with us is, gee, we just sit here and we don't respond. And I think there's a general understanding that in some ways we can't. That items can come before us, but then because we're sort of restricted by the structure, which also keeps us honest and faithful, that it has to be agendized. But one thing we can do is try to be sure that these things do get agendized. So, for example, if we want to discuss the scenic route that Steve brought up, we need to be sure now that this gets on our agenda, whether we should direct people to go to you, Ed, or to Andrea to make sure it's put on that agenda. You know, maybe that's the process. But I think it's important, as we're listening to public comment or hearing from outside people, that we let them know, great idea. I know Jenny had brought up like her dog-friendly business thing. Good stuff. If we want to discuss it further or figure out ways to promote it, it needs to go on the agenda.
But I don't think we can, we can't respond, I think, back and forth with the conversation to the people that are here. So in due respect to Steve, he last week came and was a thought that, and I believe it was supposed to be on the agenda, and I guess it didn't get on it, and I allowed him to speak on that in the public comment section today because it wasn't agendized.
And that's a note I want to make. One of the things that we're successful with at City Council, with the council members and mayor, is that it's very specific at the end of the meeting what is a future agenda item. And I won't necessarily glean from the public comment that you want to put things on the agenda. So what I started today and will confirm at the end of each meeting is that these are the things that are future agenda items, and we'll put a month next to them so we make sure that we're all on the same page about what's going on the agenda, because we certainly don't want to miss anybody. And I apologize if Steve thought he was on the agenda, but that didn't come clearly to me. So at this point, what I've got for the future agenda is for August include the approval of the amendments to the bylaws. I think that's important. Discussion of a scenic loop concept and discussion of a new RAC card. So that's what we've got so far for August, and those will automatically go on the new agenda. If there's something else from public comment that you'd like to put on, let me know, and we'll get that on.
Harbor Festival, would that need to be on there?
Yeah. Actually, we had that. We did get a request for that through an email, and that's gone, but we'll make sure that goes on.
And how about the study? Does that need to be agendized?
No.
Okay.
How about a report on North Morro Bay? Could that become?
Could you let us know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. A report on the North Morro Bay business, what do you want to call
business
it?
Business improvement.
District. Anybody have any other agenda items for next week? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if that's the case.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second, and we're adjourned.